There you go.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Okay, thank you. At 6 o'clock, we'll call the October 11th, 2022 meeting of the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board to order. The first item of business is that our chair and vice chair are both not in attendance tonight. So we have to elect someone to run the meeting. Is there a nomination, please?
I'll make a nomination for John to run and chair this meeting.
Okay, we have a nomination. Any discussion?
Call the question.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. We'll go ahead and begin the meeting. A few of the rules of the road, in case you're not familiar. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the BCC or the PC. Please turn off or mute all your cell phones. Just put them on stun and keep it kind of low down. Please take all private conversations outside of the room. And if you need supporting material about this, see the lady over here, the secretary, and she can help you with all of that. So with that out of the way, let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We've already effectively done the roll call.
Effectively, yeah.
So this is the public comment period. This is for public comment on any item that is on the agenda. If you are here to actually talk about the item on the agenda, you may wish to wait until we actually hear it. But this is your time if you would like to do that. Is there anybody who would like to do so? Okay, well, seeing none, we'll move on. Approval of the minutes for September 27th, 2022. You guys had a chance to look at them?
I did. Did you look at them, John?
Yeah, I was fine.
I wasn't there.
Yep.
I did.
You okay?
Yep.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes in the last meeting.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's approval of the agenda for tonight, October 11th. For hold, combine, and delete of any items. I believe the only item we want to delete is item 7, general business. That is going to basically move until the next agenda in 2 weeks. And I understand that item 2 on our agenda, the owners are not able to attend, and we have received a request to hold that until the next meeting for 2 weeks.
Yes.
So.
Yes, that is accurate.
That is October 25th.
October 25th, right, okay. So with those changes, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Move to approve.
Second?
Approve.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Mike Shannon, any informational items tonight?
Yes, we have several announcements. I want to once again let everybody in attendance know that applications are still being accepted until October 16th for the 9-member Business Development Advisory Council. This is a new committee, a council within the county, and for a 2-year term beginning January 1st, 2023. The council will serve in an advisory capacity to the Board of County Commissioners, similar to the Town Advisory Board, on matters concerning the county's minority, women, small business procurement initiative, and this will be the first board in this particular area. So if anybody's interested, you can let me know and we'll get you applications. Secondly, applications are also still available for appointment to this board, to the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board for 2-year terms that will also begin in January of 2023. I have applications available for that as well. You can do those right online, and actually the process gets easier every year. And the pay stays the same, as you all know. And lastly, on the agenda, it indicates a 3-on-3 basketball tournament was scheduled. I want to note that I received notification yesterday that due to a lack of teams entered in the tournament that they are canceling the 3-on-3 Gus Winker basketball tournament for this year. So, and that's all I have this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Let's move on to planning and zoning. Do we have someone here for item one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If you want to come on up, I'll read it into the record. This is UC22-0502 Findlay Family Properties LP. This is for use permits for the following: allow an auction, vehicle auction, two, a public address system, and a design review for an auction of vehicles on a portion of 8.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone on the south side of Sahara 300 east of Lindell Road within Spring Valley. It's in Commissioner Jones' district. Goes to the BCC on the 19th of this month. Staff has recommended denial. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Danny Braun, and I'm here to represent Mannheim. And this is Kristen Vargas with Findlay Family. And here are some supporting documents that we have for our auction. Mannheim and Findlay have a joint venture in a wholesale auto auction, and we've worked together for over 5 years, and we're in the process of moving our auto auction from Henderson off of Warm Springs Road to the Findlay Volvo dealership that is being unused, and we're leasing that property. And they're moving Findlay Volvo. So we are going to use the parking lot to host a wholesale auto auction for Findlay vehicles only, and it's a licensed dealer auction only. About 250 cars weekly on Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. From 10:30 to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon would be our auction days. However, we will have staff on site Mondays through Saturdays parking cars and doing cosmetic inspections, taking pictures, things of that nature. There will be no test drives. It is not open to the public. It is only open to licensed dealers. And there will be room for customer parking on property, so there will be no disruption to traffic or the surrounding neighborhoods. Any questions?
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone in the audience who has questions or comments on this project? Okay, we'll pass on that and go to the board. Rodney?
I didn't have any questions at the current moment.
Okay, Brian?
Did you have something that you wanted to show us there on the board?
Yeah, I'll just show you. So there will be no structures built or put on the property. This is a mobile trailer that we actually operate out of. And I just wanted to show the picture of the parking lot that we'll be conducting business in as well. And you can see the mobile trailer sitting on the property there. So. Just wanted, and this here is the parking lot with the spaces that we're using to park vehicles for the auction. That's all in the supporting documents as well.
Did you review the staff report?
I'm sorry?
Did you review the staff report about this application?
I'm not sure if I was privy to the staff report.
I can give a copy of it. I just got it a moment ago.
If you don't mind me chatting about it a little bit.
Oh, sure.
The staff report is a strong denial. The county staff thinks this is a bad idea. And generally, that's analysis that we're going to consider very carefully when these kinds of applications come in. And I think you might be well served to read it and even try to address some of the things in the report. We can sit here and ask you questions right now and so on, but in short, in 2007, this parcel was erroneously, I guess, allowed to have no landscape buffer at all along the back end, along those houses. There was a landscape reduction that was approved. And the county staff thinks this is a bad idea because it's going to create noise, it's going to create visual disturbances, it's going to create a commotion right next to a residential neighborhood. I was thinking you probably hadn't seen the report because I would have thought that you would have addressed the noise, for example, up front.
Sure.
To say, we're gonna have somebody yelling in a loudspeaker, but here's why it's not a problem.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can take that any way you want. At the moment, I mean, I'm personally inclined to vote for denial of this application based on what I've heard from you and what I've seen in the staff report. You do have the option to come back in 2 weeks and maybe, you know, to us and rethink it if you wanted to try to have a better chance at an approval before you go on to the county commission. But we don't actually make the decision. We're only an advisory board, so even if we deny it, if you work it out with Mike and with the county commissioner, you might still go through.
Okay.
But so I've got a lot of concerns about this application, and I didn't hear you address any of them, which, you know, kind of is why I thought you might not even be aware of them.
Yeah. Is it in our best interest to take this, read it, come back, or address that concern right now, this moment?
I mean, that's totally up to you. Like I said, we're only an advisory board. Regardless, if you feel like you can, I mean, I have the map open. I had already looked at it. There's no landscape buffer. You're going to be right in people's backyards with a loudspeaker yelling out prices for cars is what the staff seems to think. And
yeah, it's
that similar, hasn't been addressed.
Yeah, compared to having a dealership with a PA system and speakers on the light poles, we're only operating on Tuesday from 9:30 to maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
There was not a dealership with speakers on light poles there. Speakers were not allowed.
They're allowed on the south side of Sahara. They're not allowed on the north side of Sahara. So we own Finlay-Kia, which is right next door, and they have speakers on the light posts, and they page employees day in and out. Finlay-Volvo operated there. Prior to that, it was Finlay-Subaru. Sorry to jump in.
No, I'm glad you did.
But we have really considered the sound because of the residential areas that are on the south side of the property. Immediately to the east side of the property, I believe it's still commercial. There's a Chinese restaurant that's up against it.
You're up against a Buddhist temple. With loudspeakers at an auction not addressing sound in your presentation.
Sure.
There's a Buddhist temple right there. People are meditating in silence.
And to Danny's point, the speaker is not going to be pointed towards that temple, nor towards the residences, nor do we have the trailers up against that rear wall, which is the residential area. It's going to be in the interior behind the wall in the back lot only. And it will only have magnified noise from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesdays. That's it. Where if it was a new car retail dealership, the noise would be perpetually from Monday through Saturday.
It's Tuesday what time?
10:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m.
And what else is being done in regard to the noise as far as mitigating the sound?
So,
like, what are you pointing
at? Yeah, we moved the mobile trailers as far away from that back wall where the residential community backs up to. And if you were to walk to that back wall, these speakers are so small and the dealers are so close, the dealers who actually bid on the vehicles are so close to the auctioneer, those speakers don't magnify for 100 yards or anything. The decibels are so tiny. That's one mitigation factor. We tried to move the trailer as far as we could away from the residents there.
Yeah, and we could certainly take into account making sure that the speakers are pointed towards Finlay-Kia and towards the dealership building itself so that the participants who come to bid in lane stand where the sound is pointing towards them and away from that temple and from those residences. Also, the magnification, to Danny's point, is very minimal. The people that are standing in the lane could hear the auctioneer just as you and I can hear each other here. It's because there's many, many buyers that are bidding simulcast, so the auctioneer is reporting into people that are listening online.
You're saying the speakers are going to be pointed at the other dealership to the east? They're not going to be pointed south?
That's my understanding.
That is correct.
Where is this trailer on this map right here? Or where is the trailer?
So this is the residential area. The trailer is up against this brick wall. So a trailer there directly across from them. They face each other. So there will be an auctioneer in this one, an an auctioneer this one, and they'll be pointed directly at each other.
So, I'm just trying to work through if we're able to find an approval today. You would agree that speakers are not to be pointed south towards the residential homes, and you would agree that auction hours are not to be outside of 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. I mean, on
like
Monday through Friday or something like
auctioneering,
that.
Auctioneering, yes.
Live auction.
Live auction, right. There will be some parking.
To be between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays only.
Only.
I mean, that's a pretty tight. It's a pretty tight condition we would be giving you. Is that really
that's
okay?
How we've operated for 5 years. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna pass it to John while I think about it. See if I forgot anything.
Thank you.
Thank you. At least once a year for several years. One of the car dealerships along there has come in with a proposal to do some significant development like you're proposing. And it has filled this room because it has over time really been to the detriment of the community just to the south, whether it's test drives or noise or just general high levels of traffic, et cetera. I think that's the reason why the staff is recommending against it. It isn't about a barrier, because actually, if you look up and down the street there, Brian, you'll see that barriers have been installed. If I recall, they're 20-foot barriers. But they're recommending against it for the simple reason that you can stand in that parking lot and see the houses.
I can understand.
And you want loudspeakers where these people live, is basically what we're talking about. And so the staff is opposed. I don't hear any arguments about anything that you're saying that they have said incorrectly. The basic issue is it's residential and you want to put loudspeakers next to it. The mention of no test drives, et cetera, that's because that's a nice change, because otherwise people have had people going up and down, what street is it that parallels? No, Lindell is, no, it's not as far south as Edna. The street right behind, in any event, 50, 60, 80 miles an hour,
Eldora.
Trying out the cars. Eldora, maybe, whatever.
Yeah,
so, quite honestly, I don't think you can come back with something that's going to convince me that it should be done this way. The staff is pretty clear. Inevitably, this has wound up with meetings with commissioners, because they have to make a decision about what they want to do, because it affects so many of their constituents right there. Honestly, we can make our recommendation, as Brian said, I'm ready to make one, but the commissioners may either accept it or reject it, you know.
Sure.
So
that's your concerns. Can I speak to your concerns?
We need your name and address for the record if you didn't give it to her. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yes, I did. So my name is,
you still have to say your name.
Oh, sure. My name is Kristen Vargas.
Uh-huh.
I'm with Findlay Auto Group, 310 North Gibson Road, mm-hmm. Henderson, Nevada, 89014.
Right.
The good news about this application is we're not looking to develop the building or perform any construction or change any of the footprint of the existing structures, nor are we looking to staff a full new car retail franchise, which would be 40-plus employees arriving day in, day out. This is going to be a very small amount of activity for the parcel itself.
The issue is the loudspeakers. The issue is the amplified sound.
Yeah. And
okay. And I understand that you don't think it's significant. You don't have any hard numbers. You don't have any decibel limits. You haven't done noise testing or anything else. You're not saying we'll meet this standard versus that standard. And so that's where we are. And given how this has happened routinely, I'm just surprised that your company's coming in here not more sensitive to that, frankly.
Well,
I just
am. Away from West Sahara, as that land has been developed into residential.
Uh-huh.
It was rural in the past.
Right.
Ingrid Hines lived.
It was residential, though, when those dealerships were built.
I was 11 at Ingrid Hines Ranch,
yeah.
which was right behind Finley Kia.
Uh-huh.
And Kia was there. It was Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. It was Saturn for a long time in the 90s. But as the residential area has developed, we have been moving commercially away and going down to the 215 where it makes more sense
sure.
to have those types
I understand.
Of large dealerships.
Yeah.
And with this vacant property that we have, it's sat vacant since Volvo moved. We moved it down to the 215. We've been trying to figure out what we could do that wouldn't be a disruption to the residences. This does have a speaker, but I would feel confident. I'm not a noise expert, and I don't have pure numbers to speak to, and I don't want to pretend that I do. But this will be much quieter than the operation of Finley Kia and the operation of the Jeep store, which is not ours, it's right down from it. This will be a much smaller noise pollution circumstance than anything that would have ever been there historically. And we're not going to be operating service bays with hydraulic lifts and tools. This will intentionally be a much quieter operation. But I understand your concern.
Okay, thanks. So, I mean, that's kind of where I am on this.
Well, yeah. my closing comment would be that it probably is in your best interest to think about this really carefully, brainstorm, whiteboard it, and come back in 2 weeks with ideas, because it's going to be really difficult for us to make up conditions right now. I'm not an audio engineer, but if you can come in here and say, the sound of a voice is 10 decibels, and we would like the condition that along the back wall by the residential, the speakers will be below 5 decibels, which is a whisper, then maybe you would be able to get an approval out of something like that. Or
and just for informational purposes, they're scheduled for the October 19th BCC.
Right, which you don't have time to come back before the BCC you're scheduled for right now, so you would also have to move your BCC. You always have the option to just go forward today and change your whole presentation next time when you go in front of the people that actually make the decision. It's better to get an approval here if you can, but if you can't wait, then you can take what you get today and go with it and change it out and come up with some conditions on time, directions of speakers, decibel levels. If you really wanted it, I would even think about putting a 10-foot buffer on the back of that property. They'll put in some trees and shrubs and stuff like that. If it's really important and you think that you're having trouble with the county commissioner, let's put an intense landscape buffer along the back of that too, so that people don't even see this anymore. And so on. I know it's expensive, but
yeah.
These are ideas. So
the rent that Manheim, what they're carving out, doesn't include that perimeter along the south wall that still belongs to Finley Kia. So it's not part of this application, but I can certainly take that note back to ownership and let them know that.
I'm going to call the question.
We're going to go ahead and vote unless you guys want to request to move it or move the. You'd miss your planning commission meeting, right, Mike?
Yeah.
You'd have to bump that.
No, they go direct to BCC on the 19th.
On that schedule, so.
Yeah, so it's going to be. Let's move forward.
Okay. I will move to deny per staff recommendations.
We're ready to vote.
Have a motion? Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? Okay. Thanks. At least you could have some ideas on what you might. I assume you're going to have a discussion with the commissioner.
Well, I appreciate the education. And
yeah.
I'm sorry we didn't see the staffing.
So am I. Yeah, it's a shame.
You should always be dying to see that if you're coming in front of any.
Who would have sent this to us?
I don't know. Ask Mike can maybe guide you on that.
Who should
I need,
have sent this to us?
But
if I don't know if he should have sent it, but we'll get. I got a copy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was publicly posted.
Yeah.
100%. We're legally required to post it online and stuff like that. So
right.
you could have gotten it one way or another, but you really want to see that before you come in.
Absolutely. Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Feel free to take your stuff so you don't have to kill more trees.
Thanks.
And good luck with it.
That
oh no.
So, all right, next is the other item, again, is being held until the next meeting. So this is our second period for general comments from the public about any item or any subject doesn't have to be on the agenda. Seeing none, we'll pass on that. Our next meeting will be October 25th, 2022. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
You beat you. Second?
All right.
Adjourned. We are adjourned at whatever time it is. 6:26.
6:27.
6:27?
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.